Exodus chapter 34, verse 29 to 30. Full screen. And it came to pass, when Moses came down, what's the hum there, the hum sound? Shh, what's that? And it came to pass when Moses came down from Mount Sinai with the two tables of testimony in Moses' hand. When he came down from the mount, please, quietness as much as possible. That Moses wist not that the skin of his face shone while he talked with him. And when Aaron and all the children of Israel saw Moses, behold, the skin of his face shone, and they were afraid to come near him. And Moses called unto them, and Aaron and all the rulers of the congregation returned unto him. And Moses talked with them. And afterward, all the children of Israel came nigh, and he gave them in commandment all that the Lord had spoken with him in the Mount Sinai. That's right. Until Moses had done speaking with them, he put a veil on his face. The Lord bless his word in Jesus' name. The subject is the glory of his presence. The glory of his presence. Our objective this morning is twofold. Number one is to understand the products of the glory of his presence. The products of the glory of his presence. Number two is to understand the way of the glory of his presence. Understanding the products of the glory of his presence is number one. And number two is to understand the way of the glory of his presence. Again, like I said, please don't sit empty, absent-mindedly. Just ensure you are present with full concentration. The presence of God, by way of introduction, carries a weight of glory. It carries such a weight of glory, such a level of glory, that when Moses encountered God, the glory stained his face. The glory concentration on his face almost blinded the people of Israel. He had to cover his face with a veil. Return back this, the noise. But beyond the literal deposit of the glory, there are spiritual products of the glory. Today we came here to experience the glory of his presence. Whenever a person experiences the glory of God's presence, what are the products? Number one is the release of strength, health, vitality. The release of strength. The release of health. the release
of vitality.
When Moses encountered God, the glory saturated his body. In Deuteronomy chapter 34 and in verse 7, the Bible said, and Moses was 120 years old when he died. His eye was not dim. His natural force was not reduced. 120 years when he died. So he lived long and lived strong. It is possible to live long and end weak. He lived long. He lived strong. His energy was not reduced. His health was not tampered with. His eyes remained sharp. That is why I announce today in the name of Jesus, every spirit of premature death looking for anybody, by this glory of his presence, that devil is arrested in the name of Jesus. You shall fulfill your days. In Psalm 84 and in verse 7, the Bible said they go from strength to strength. Every one of them in Zion appeareth before the Lord. Anyone here today that is a victim of weakness, whatever it is that is weakening your life, I decree that spell of weakness is arrested. Every inherited infirmity, diabetes, hypertension, anything that flows in your father's blood, in the lineage blood, short-sightedness and eye conditions, today, by this glory of his presence, I decree they are swallowed up. I want you to make up your mind that you are not going to accept anything out of here other than strength, other than health, other than vitality. You are not a candidate for recurrent pain. Somebody say amen. Don't worry, the sound must work. Somebody say a louder amen. Somebody say a louder amen. Lift your right hand and say, I connect with the glory,
with the glory
of his presence. I connect strength. I connect health. I connect vitality. Can you lift up your hand and say, in the name of Jesus, I refuse to be the victim of strange disease, of sudden death. I connect with his glory and I receive strength. I receive health. I receive life now. Number two is the release of light, insight, revelation. When you encounter the glory of God, you encounter light, you encounter insight, you encounter revelation. Isaiah chapter 60 and in verse 1, it said, arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Arise. Talking about the light of insight into this word, the light of depth into the Bible. You know, we shine by light, we run by light. We overcome by light. The light shines in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. All you need is for God to show you one light out of scripture, and you overcome the devil and his agenda. Somebody say amen. How did that help Moses? Moses was the man who existed centuries after creation happened. Centuries. Yet God gave Moses light. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void. Darkness was upon the face of the deep. The Spirit of God moved on the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. Moses was seeing what happened centuries before his father was born. He described creation. He described how Adam saw Eve and said, this is the bone. He described everything that happened when he was not there. Because there is insight inside glory. Insight, inside the glory. When God shows you his glory, he causes you to see things that happened when you were not there. Something strange happened to me. I was preaching many years ago in Port Harcourt, and the theme of the program was in the beginning. I was in the hotel praying. And overnight, I was ushered into a revelation. I saw what was indescribable. The earth was tohu vabohu. That was the Hebrew version of without form and void. Emptiness multiplied by shapelessness. And he said, take a look at how it looked before. He stepped and said, let there be light. It looked, take a look. Wow. Very, very frightening. Very indescribable. Frightening. Indescribable. God gives you inside his glory capacity to see what normal eyes can't see, to know what normal people can't know. Can I speak and announce to somebody here? After this glory of his presence, God will show you depths about your life, depths about your family, depths about himself, depths in scripture. You believe it, shout the loudest amen. You believe that, shout the loudest amen. And now you believe it, lift your hands and shout glory. Shout the loudest, glory! At the top of your voice, shout glory! God is ushering somebody into that realm of glory. You believe it, say it loud, amen. Number three is the release of supernatural supplies. What our father and the Lord Bishop David Oyedepo once called excess without stress. Supernatural supplies. In Philippians chapter 4 and in verse 19, the Bible says, but my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory. By Christ Jesus, my God supplies all your needs according. There is riches inside glory. There is wealth inside the glory of God. And we, the end time church, will see the enormity of that wealth for the push out of the gospel in this end time. Haggai chapter 2 and in verse 6 all the way to verse 9. Anybody still awake, say amen. He said, for thus saith the Lord of hosts, yet once, it is a little while, and I will shake the heavens and the earth and the sea and the dry land, and I will shake all nations.
And the desire of nations shall come. And I will fill this house with glory, saith the Lord of hosts.
The silver is mine, and the gold is mine,
saith the Lord of hosts. The glory of this latter house shall be greater than of the former. The silver is mine, the gold is mine. Somebody say amen. Somebody say a louder amen. Somebody shout glory.
Shout it three times. Two. And three. How many of you believe that God has no need? He doesn't have a need. And how many of you believe that when you are connected to God, He can cancel your need completely? In Exodus chapter 36, Moses asked the people to bring. Hallelujah. 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 Moses asked the people.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
The same level. Moses asked the people, I will not verse for this sound. I will verse for the devil.
Hallelujah.
It is looking for me, but it won't find me.
What happened in Exodus 36 from verse 5 to verse 7. Take your seat. The Bible says, and they said to Moses, the people bring much more than enough for the service of the work which the Lord commanded to make. And Moses gave a commandment, and they caused it to be proclaimed throughout the camp, saying, let no man or woman make any more work for the offering of the sanctuary anymore. So the people were restrained from bringing, for the stuff they had was sufficient for all the work to make it, and too much.
Hey!
Do you understand the meaning of that? He wanted to build a house for God. And also build your house, your own house. And the total amount you need to build a house is 200 million. And you have 500 million resting in the bank. You are not looking for money to build. You are looking for time and speed to get it done. Inside the glory, there is excess supply. If only you are going to do what God asks you to do, you are going to be faithful to God, you are going to be committed to the covenant. We are in the last days, the generation where God wants to baptize His people with His supplies. He wants to show the world how big He is. Next year, we have crusades in places like Panama, in places like Suriname, places like Guyana, places like the Philippines, three cities in the Philippines, and on and on and on. I just keep measuring. Do you understand what I'm saying? One of those places, it is the president of the country who say, come and hold a program for us. The whole, and use the stadium and everything that is needed, just come. And the president said, you will hold in our country and hold in our neighboring country. That is, we will coordinate both of them. Do you understand what I'm talking about?
We are somebody here, sir.
I want to make an Airbus available. Boeing 777. Boeing 737. Available to carry people. Anybody who wants to go. Usher, counselors, prayer band, everybody.
The earth be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the seas.
And you are not renting or chartering it. You own it.
That is the kind of resources God wants to commit into the hands of his people. I'm not talking of thank God I got a house or thank God I got a car, thank God I got a job. We are talking far beyond that. We are talking of disciplining the devil
with resources, punishing the kingdom of darkness with resources. Anybody ready for such dimension? Shout glory three times. Again.
And again. Shout glory again three times. Again. And again.
You went to your community, built a hospital. You went to your community, gave them a good school. You went to your community, made water available. You went to your community, built a church. And then you say, I have a crusade. Community, attend. You know what they will do? The chief will ask the town crier, the village town crier, to go into the village and just summon everybody. He said that there is a meeting and everybody who is a bona fide member of this community, except you are a bastard. You know, chiefs can talk like that.
Otherwise, you won't come. But if you confirm, all of you at the village square.
Crusade, lead the whole community to Christ at the frequency of punishment of the devil with financial resources. I want to place a vision in your heart. I'm not talking materialism. I'm not talking of I have a house in my time. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking of money with a mission. I'm talking of supplies on purpose. That's the glory of the end time.
And I announce today, somebody is stepping there. Shout the loudest amen. You are stepping into the realm of the glory of his presence. Shout the loudest amen. Number three.
Said, we don't need more money. Just apply to something else. That was what Moses did. Number four is the release of miracles of creation. Are you hearing?
Oh, you're not hearing.
How did you hear what I said when I said, are you hearing?
All right, make them hear. Are you hearing now?
Amen. All right, the fluctuations shall be handled. It is the release of miracles of creation. Inside the glory, creation miracles happen. Wedding in Cana of Galilee is an example. John chapter 2 from verse 1 to verse 11. This beginning of miracles, this Jesus in Cana of Galilee, and manifested forth his glory. Verse 11. He showed forth his glory. Manifested forth his glory. It was the glory that turned the water into wine. The glory created wine out of water. Miracles of glory. Exodus 14, 21 to 22. The glory of God that Moses had encountered created a highway in the Red Sea. A highway in the Red Sea. A highway in the Red Sea.
Let me take the liberty to declare prophetically right now that somebody here, God from this 8 hours in his presence will step you into the glory realm of wealth. And you will know it started today. Into the glory realm of supernatural supplies. Into the glory realm of resources. You believe it, shout the loudest, amen. Shout the believers, amen. Lift your hands, say in the name of Jesus. I am in the glory realm of supernatural supplies. I am in the glory realm of creative miracles in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord the praise. Take your seat. Hallelujah. Creative miracle. The highway in the Red Sea was created. Should I show you another creative miracle? This one is too much. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 4. Hiya. 8, verse 4. Okay, start from verse 3. From verse 3. And he humbled thee and suffered thee to hunger and to feed thee with manna, which thou knewest not. In that did thy fathers know that he might make thee know that man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of the Lord doth man live. Your raiment, your cloth did not tear on you. It did not become old, and your feet did not swell for 40 years. You don't understand that, oh. You don't understand that. The same cloth you had for 40 years, you had it, and 40 years later, it did not tear. It didn't shrink. Do you know the meaning of that? The cloth that a 7-year-old child is wearing, when he is 47 years old, should this still be his size? People were growing and cloth was growing. Amazing. 40 years. He said for 40 years, these 40 years, your cloth that is now 40 years old is as new as it was when you first wore it. And if they put the cloth on the child and he was 5 years, 40 years means age 45. Baby cloth, short knicker grew. Dress grew. It remained the same quality for 40 years. That is the power of the glory. Your feet did not swell. They trekked through the wilderness, but no swollen feet because of the glory. That is creation. If God can make that to happen, what can he not make to happen for you? I announce to somebody here today, this same glory will produce creation miracles in your life. Miracles of new fallopian tubes, miracles of new ovaries, miracles of new womb, miracles of new womb, miracles of new lungs, new heart, new liver, miracles of new immune system, already destroyed by HIV or destroyed by hepatitis. Lift your hands and say, Father, I receive miracles of creation in the glory.
One day, when we newly married, fresh new doctors, we had a bag of rice that refused to finish. So we sold out of it, and then the more you took out of it, the more it remained. The more we took out of it, fresh, raw medical doctor, but raw on faith. The more we took, by the time it couldn't finish, we became afraid of it and dashed the balance out. Right? David said, please, okay, we are okay with this one. Go and feed others. Believe it or not, true, real, raw.
The woman with blood, Philippians 2, that testified.
Miracle of creation.
Jacob once prayed on his flat tire.
Continue this journey.
Yes, John Gillick prayed for a horse with a broken leg, and it walked. Somebody once trusted God for one of the American evangelists. Out of place where the gasoline finished and it needed to continue. Oh Lord, what do I do? He said, keep on driving. He drove and drove and drove and drove and drove and he kept on going. He kept on going.
The meter was on the red. But he kept on going.
Can you imagine? You are driving from here to Kaduna, it's a red, which means under the next 1 kilometer fuel, and then you are still going. And then you ask until you reach where you reached.
Somebody say loud amen.
This can be applied to any area of your life. Every area where you need God to give you a creative miracle in the glory, I prophesy it is done. You are saying amen, say louder amen. It is done. It is done. Help me shake somebody's hand and tell them, get ready for a miracle of creation. Get ready. Tell three people. Get ready. Give the Lord a praise. Give the Lord a bigger clap and a shout of praise. Number 4. Is it 4 or 5? Number 5. So number 1 is the release of strength, health and vitality. 2, release of light, insight and revelation. 3. Is the release of supernatural supplies. 4, the release of miracles of creation. 5, is the release of divine guidance and direction.
In the glory we are guided. In the glory we have direction.
Miracles of divine guidance. Miracles of divine guidance. Miracles of divine guidance. Exodus 13, 21 and 22, the Bible said, and the Lord went before them by day in a pillar of a cloud to lead them the way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light to go by day and night. He took not away the pillar of cloud by day, nor the pillar of fire by night from before the people. That is the miracle of guidance and direction by the glory. Psalm 89 and in verse 15, he said, blessed is the people that know the joyful sound. They shall walk, O Lord, in the light of thy countenance. How many of you are ready for God to guide you? Are you ready? I announce today, anyone who is at a junction of direction right now, you want to know the step to take. You want to know the move to make. You want to know the next thing to do. By the unction with which I preach, miracles of direction is your portion. Can you say amen and mean it? Can you say amen and mean it?
Say, I receive direction. I receive guidance. I receive direction. I receive guidance. I receive direction. I receive guidance. Now, the direction of God at times may be aggressive, especially the guidance. Direction means this is the way to go. Guidance means, come, let me take you. You have a wrong friend, and you thought it was a good friend. If you didn't hear in the ear, or you didn't see with the eye, God can just violently, aggressively tear you apart from the person. It may look, what is this? But God is saying, I am saving your head. Not every broken relationship was broken by the devil. I'm talking to somebody. Not every broken relationship was broken by the devil. Not every failed opportunity was an attack of witchcraft. There are times that God sees that the door that was opened for you is a door into the prison. He closed it. I don't pray that this happens to anybody. But one brother, the very morning of his wedding, he said, he's not convinced. All this while, what happened? See, he has just been dragging himself, but everything inside him says no. By the morning, it is as if he will die. Say, Kai, I cannot go on. What will you do? I can't go on. If it is tomorrow before you miss it, the Lord rescue you today. That journey that will take your life, may you never travel it. That relationship that will end your destiny, may God spoil it. Hey! That business that will take you to hell, may you never do it. May it never enter your hand. May it never work out. That business that will take you to hell, may it never work out. If you are saying amen, say louder amen. Say a believer's amen. From this moment I prophesy, may you see clearer. May you hear clearer. May you see deeper. In the name of Jesus. Let us run. Number 5 was the release of divine guidance. Number 6 is the release of divine speed and acceleration. In the glory, there is speed. There is speed. As a matter of fact, there is not just speed, but is divine speed and acceleration. Israel was in captivity for 400 years. One day of encounter brought them out. Genesis chapter 3, verse 8 to 10, speed. Moses tried to deliver Israel in his energy. He failed. He abandoned it for 40 years. And suddenly he encountered the glory of God. And in a day, Israel came out. There is speed in the glory. How long does it take to manufacture wine? It's a process. But pour water. Fetch it out. Not even a prayer was offered. John chapter 2 from verse 6 all the way to verse 11. Pour water into the pot. Fetch it out. And already, it has become wine, even without prayer, because it was in the climate of the glory. Somebody get ready. Your life has been delayed for too long. Maybe you are not the one God is talking to. Is there someone here?
Your life and your destiny has been delayed for too long. Financial destiny, marital destiny, career destiny. Maybe it's somebody on the last gallery. There has been a lot of delay in your life so far. I prophesy today, you are moving with speed. Anybody getting ready for speed? Shout the loudest, amen. Shout the loudest, amen. Shout the loudest, amen. Lift your hand and say, in the name of Jesus. Say it louder. Say, in the name of Jesus. I am at the end. Say it. I am at the end of all delays. I am ready for speed in life. I am moving with speed now.
On the first day of November, the prophetic word came to us on commanded day midnight prayer that what we could not achieve from the beginning of the year till now, within 1 month, the month of November, it shall be realized. If you are receiving that prophecy, shout, receive it with the loudest amen. Receive it with the loudest amen. Give the Lord the praise as you take your seat. Hallelujah. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody shout the loudest, amen.
Number 7, the glory releases is the release of divine defense and preservation. Divine defense. Isaiah chapter 4 verse 5. You see, and the Lord will create upon every dwelling place of Mount Zion and upon her assemblies a cloud and a smoke by day and the shining of a flaming fire by night. For upon all the glory shall be a defense. The glory, it provides defense and preservation. Somebody say aloud, amen. Upon all, the glory is a defense. Zechariah chapter 2 and in verse 5. Read together Zechariah chapter 2 verse 5. For I say the Lord will be unto her a wall of fire round about. I will be the glory in the midst of her. I will be that glory that will defend her. The glory. One day, the children of Israel rose up against Moses. Numbers chapter 16, verse 41 to 43. But on the morrow, all the congregation of the children of Israel murmured against Moses and against Aaron, saying, you have killed all the people of the Lord. And what happened? And it came to pass when the people congregation was gathered against Moses and against Aaron, that they looked toward the tabernacle of the congregation, and behold, the cloud covered it, and the glory of the Lord appeared. That is, touch Moses, let me see. The glory appeared. Touch him, make I see. There is somebody seated here. Anybody looking for you will jam the wall of fire. Today, they will jam the wall of the glory. Finally, the glory realm offers the release of divine vengeance and judgment. Divine vengeance and judgment. Numbers 16, 44 to 50. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, get you off from among this congregation, that I may consume them as in a moment. And they fell upon their faces. That is after the glory arose.
And Moses said unto Aaron, take a censer, quick.
Put fire therein from off the altar,
and put on incense,
and go quickly unto the congregation, and make an atonement for them.
For there is wrath gone out from the Lord. The plague is begun. And Aaron took as Moses commanded, and ran into the midst of the congregation, and behold, the plague was begun among the people. And he put on incense, and he made an atonement for the people. And he stood between the dead and the living. Before he could finish making atonement, the plague started. Verse 49. Now they that died in that plague were 14,700. Beside those who died concerning the matter of Korah, that was a different matter. And Aaron returned unto Moses to the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, and the plague was at 14,000 what? 700. Died in milliseconds.
Carry censer on. Plead with God.
God said, you have pleaded too late. The judgment is faster than your intervention. Someone say amen. The glory of God is about to slay some devils. Are you tired?
The glory of God is about to slay some devils. Some agents from the pit of hell who have a covenant with the devil against your life, against your destiny, they are about to be cut short by the glory. If you are saying amen, say it like a believer. Lift your right hand and shout the loudest, believer, say amen. Shout the loudmost, believer, say amen. Shout glory three times. Again. Shout it again five times. Again. And again.
Give the Lord a praise. Take your seat. Very quickly, we shall be standing up shortly to make demands on that glory at the place of prayer. But before we do that, what is the way of the glory? The glory of his presence, what is the way? Number one, it is the way of passion for his presence. Passion. Psalm 63, verse 1 to 2. He said, O God, thou art my God. Early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee. My flesh longeth for thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is. To see thy power and thy glory, so as I have seen thee in the sanctuary. Passion. What are you looking for in life? What do you want the most out of life? What do you want the most from God? It determines what you can get. The way of passion. Is your passion for food, for cloth, for car, for what? The way of passion. Number two is the way of genuine worship and reverence for God. Genuine worship and reverence.
In 2 Chronicles chapter 5, verse 13 to verse 14, the Bible said, as the trumpeters and singers were as one to make one sound to be heard, in praising and thanking the Lord, when they lifted up their voice with the trumpets and cymbals and instruments of music, and praised the Lord, saying, for his good, for his mercy endureth forever, that then the house was filled with a cloud, even the house of the Lord, so that the priests could not stand to minister by reason of the cloud, for the glory of the Lord had filled
the house of God. Glory of the Lord had filled the house of God. Genuine worship and reverence. Number three is the way of humility and death to self. Humility.
God's glory manifests only for the humble. Isaiah 42 and in verse 8.
He said,
I am the Lord, that is my name. And my glory will I not give to another, neither my praise
to graven images. He won't give his glory to another person. So we need humility.
Bible said, except the corn of wheat fall to the ground and die, it abides alone.
John 12, 23 and 24. The Son of Man is about to be glorified. But if the glory must come, the corn of wheat must die first.
Proud people, arrogant people, braggadocious people never see the glory of God. The glory happens
with humility and death to self. And finally, is the way of consecration and is the way of the garment of holiness. The garment. Oh, it's like unto thee, oh Lord, who is like unto thee, oh Lord, amongst the gods.
Exodus 15:11.
Who is like thee, glorious in holiness, fearful in praise, always do in wonder, hallelujah. Who is like unto thee, O Lord, O Lord, who is like unto thee, O Lord, amongst the gods, who is like thee? You are glorious in holiness and fearful in praises, do in wonders. Hallelujah. There is none holy as the Lord. Holy as the Lord.
There is none beside
thee.
Neither is
there
any rock like our God.
There is none.
Holy as the Lord,
there is none
beside
this,
like a ring,
there
any rock like our God.
There is none.
Exodus 15, 11. He says, who is like unto thee, O Lord, among the gods? Who is like thee, glorious in holiness, fearful in praises? We need to see his glory. We see it in holiness. Romans 3, 23. He says, all have sinned and come short of glory. Sin will make us to function less than glory. So you need the glory. You need passion for his presence. Genuine worship and praise lifestyle. Genuine humility and death to self. And the life, the way of the garment of holiness. Lift up your hands.
Holy, holy are you, Lord God Almighty. Worthy is the Lamb.
Worthy is the Lamb.
Worthy is the Lamb.
You are holy, Lord. You are
holy.
Lift your voice and worship him.
I love you.